The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here to take your calls. You may dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want with you in the studio this evening. It's Ian,
Chris,
and Mark.
Christopher Cantwell is with us from ChristopherCantwell.com. You can go there and get more of his written pieces as well as podcasts. Some Garbage Podcast is your show, Chris.
Yep, I got videos and texts and all types of wacky stuff going on at ChristopherCantwell.com. So you can go there, check that out.
You should do that. And also, our Skype username here in the studio is lrn.fm, so feel free to connect in that way if you like. In fact, we've got a couple folks that are waiting on Skype right now to talk about Rand Paul, who is purported to be some kind of hidden libertarian, that he's secretly an anarchist.
Libertarian Frank Underwood.
But that apparently he just doesn't sound like one because he's secretly trying to get into the presidential seat so he can all of a sudden make everybody more free, which, of course, is, you know, just ridiculous. While he may be the best of all the scumbags in Washington, D.C., that doesn't make him a libertarian. Even Rand Paul himself will tell you very crystal clear that he's not a libertarian. And there's this quote, as quoted in the Washington Post, saying that he would lay out a reasoning of why ISIS is a threat. This is if he were president. He would call a joint session of Congress, lay out the reasoning of why ISIS is a threat to our national security, and seek congressional authorization to destroy ISIS militarily. Not a libertarian position in any way, shape, or form. As Mark pointed out earlier, it is a constitutional position in that technically the president is supposed to ask permission to go and do things like warring, which is why, you know, for instance, a war hasn't actually technically happened by its legal definition since World War II, because, you know, the presidents have not bothered to declare war and have Congress declare war.
Right.
Was Rand Paul Ron Paul a libertarian?
I would say you can make a much better argument that Ron Paul was a libertarian.
But you're not willing to say yes?
Why do you ask?
I'm not willing to say yes.
Right. I mean, so, like, the question is how strict is your definition of libertarian?
Well, libertarians has a very strict definition. A libertarian is one who does not advocate for or support the use of force or the threat of it.
Initiatory force.
Right. The threat of force, initiatory force to achieve political or social goals.
So Ron Paul, not a libertarian.
Ron Paul is very, very libertarian, I would say.
He's libertarian leaning, and by that standard, you could say that Rand Paul is also more libertarian leaning than other people, but that's the like sliding scale theory of libertarianism, and I don't like it. This is not a dimmer switch, it's an on-off switch, and if you're advocating for initiatory force, that in my book closes you out of that realm.
There are a few issues on which I would quibble with Ron Paul, but generally I don't think Rand can hold his dad's jockstrap as far as
I knew that would get in
there. Libertarians, yeah, I think it's one of my favorites. As far as his libertarian positions, why were you going to point out how unlibertarian Ron Paul was?
I'm just making the point that Ron Paul's not a libertarian either, by your definition. Like, mm-hmm. you want to say Rand Paul's not a libertarian, but you gave money to the Ron Paul campaign.
That's right, because Ron Paul was actually promoting the ideas of liberty actively during his campaign.
So would
which
we
Rand
say,
Paul is not doing?
Would we say that Ron Paul perhaps? You supported him because he supports the ideas of liberty in verbally, like he talks about them and that sort of thing. Rand Paul is trying to work within the system to win.
I don't understand your point.
I'm just making the point that you don't care whether anybody wins the presidency or not.
That's correct. As a liberty-minded person, it's my goal to spread the ideas of freedom and the principles of liberty so where people can understand, can process, can embrace those ideas, and hopefully we'll see some sort of a libertarian renaissance at some point during our lifetime because of people who are effectively communicating those ideas. And what we find out is that if you are a liberty-oriented person, you can actually get elected in a place like New Hampshire. So it's not impossible to be a liberty-oriented person and not, you know, and win election. That's certainly a possibility, but I support political campaigns that that put the ideas forth that I find are worthwhile, not some sort of slimy scumbag who supposedly secretly supports liberty, and he's going to do it someday, but right now he just needs to tell a bunch of lies so he can get elected, which is what the people who support, many of the people who support Rand Paul are saying, that, oh, well, he's just lying like every other politician, and I can't support a liar. I mean, I'm sorry, I've got some morals and principles.
When you have mastered the art of political doublespeak as to have, like, John McCain fans and anti-war libertarians eating out of the same trough, okay? You're a terrible, despicable excuse for a human being. There's just no way that you can do that. And the thing is that somebody definitely gets screwed over in that equation, and my study of history leads me to believe it will be libertarians who get screwed.
Let's bring the pizza guy back on. He barely had a chance to make his point in the last
portion. He doesn't have a point.
Go ahead, pizza guy.
Well, I really don't have much of a point other than just to support Rand Paul.
Wow.
You say that he lies.
No, I'm not saying that. That's what many of his supporters
said. I'm that like 10 times. He's
definitely a liar.
No, I don't know if he's lying, but many of his supporters say that he's lying.
I don't think that's the pro-Rand Paul position either, is to say that he's lying. I think it's to say that he's choosing his words extraordinarily
carefully.
These
are the contortions I'm talking about.
Exactly. He's not lying. He's just choosing words that lead you to believe something that isn't true.
You make a great politician, pizza guy.
Your problem is not with Rand Paul, it's with politicians. You just don't like the system. I mean, do you really think we could go from an Obama to a Ron Paul presidency or just an Amos presidency?
No, and nor do I care.
No, he doesn't care. This is the point that needs to be very clearly displayed, Pizza Guy, is Ian doesn't care.
I'm under no illusion that Washington, D.C. is ever going to go in a libertarian direction. I don't believe that for a moment, and I don't think anybody who can look honestly at the situation who's of a liberty or any perspective should take that perspective.
I don't know why anybody would take, especially Washington, D.C., electoral politics seriously. I don't even take them seriously here in New Hampshire, but the Washington, D.C.-based electoral politics are going to lead to nothing but terrifying horrors, right? Because just think about it for a second. I mean, you know, do you walk around the world and think that most of the people that you bump into are real smart? I mean, these are the voters, right? So they're not voting because they understand what they're voting for. They're voting on, you know, what they've been told is good and different feelings that they have. They have no concept of what's going on down there. They're just going there and voting based on someone else told them to do at best.
Right, and oftentimes they're going to vote because they were told that it's the right thing to do. Yeah. If you're a completely malinformed individual that pays no attention to politics at all, you should go vote.
Yeah, take into consideration that most of the people who would consider themselves, like, informed about politics are spending their days watching MSNBC and Fox News, okay? If that's where you're getting your information from, you are sorely misled. And these are the people who consider themselves really well-informed about politics. Most people who are voting don't even have the concept of politics that they would get from watching one of those two mediums. So if you think that you're going to ever have a situation where somebody who means well is going to end up in office, I'm sorry to inform you that that's going to turn out terribly poorly.
Well, I don't know which office we're referring to.
Go ahead,
in New Hampshire.
Well, you know, it's we don't live in a vacuum. And so you were saying, you know, the informed people listen to MSNBC and Fox News, and that's where they're getting information, and that's what the problem is. Yes. But what Rand Paul affords us is an opportunity to have somebody as the Republican leader go on to Fox News and say, you know what? Maybe we shouldn't put people into jail for marijuana. Maybe we should let felons vote. He goes on to Fox News and says these kinds of things. Now, look, you can say maybe he's not principled, maybe I hate politicians, and maybe we just need to wait for the world to end so that, you know, after the collapse, then we can have control because we'll be ready in our shacks up in the woods.
Lots of libertarians say just that.
I don't know that I've heard Rand Paul advocate for drug legalization.
No, he hasn't.
I think I've actually heard him say the exact opposite. So.
No. He advocates for decriminalization over and over again. It's always
of cannabis, maybe, but not. I've never heard him advocate for anything else.
He's not going to get on stage and say heroin should be legal.
Shame on him, then. Thank you for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Ron Paul got on stage and said that during a presidential debate, and he got applause from a standard Republican audience.
Yeah.
Why shouldn't Rand Paul get on?
What makes you think, hold on, you didn't poll this audience. Ron Paul's people are dedicated. They packed that audience, and they cheered him because he's Ron Paul. They cheered him every opportunity they had. They would kill any poll that came on for president. All you had to do is put a poll on your site if you wanted to have 100,000 Ron Paul people come there and vote for it.
Or one Ron Paul supporter vote 100 times, as I did in many online polls.
Back with more here in moments. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Rand Paul has no courage. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, Chuck Woolery here. I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works, Australian Dream Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn, isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee. You can use the whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt you'll send it back. This stuff really works. Australian Dream is now available at Target or your favorite retail store.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free
Talk Live. Dial in toll free. 855-450-FREE is the number. You may dial in and bring up anything that you'd like. Rand Paul is on the table at the moment. The unprincipled individual who some people seem to believe has principles, but he's just lying about them in order to, lying about not having them.
He's not lying. He's just choosing his words very carefully to lead you to believe things that are not true.
Yeah, as one of our recent callers said, or thereabouts. So you can call in about that or bring up anything you want. You can also join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com, where if you've got Bitcoin, you can contribute to the Bitcoin tip jar at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. The tip jar address is there. You can just drop in whatever amount of Bitcoin you feel is appropriate. But wait, what's that you say? You don't have Bitcoin yet? Well, maybe it's time to consider getting some, because the price is down from where it's been over the last few months. It's down around $400 per Bitcoin. Now, you can get a fraction of a Bitcoin. In fact, with Express Coin, you can even get less than $40 worth of Bitcoin and do it for no transfer fee.
Right. All you have to do is use coupon code FTL at ExpressCoin.com, and you can get Bitcoin, Litecoin, Dogecoin, Darkcoin, whatever coin. They've got Blackcoin.
There's a few coins. Yeah, they don't carry them all.
They don't have them all. They, you know, there's hundreds of cryptocurrencies.
It'd be crazy to carry
that. That would be sort of complicated.
Yeah, yeah, it'd be stupid too. Anyway, you can, whether you're in the United States or Canada, you can do it. Money order, check, wire transfer, or you can make a deposit at a local credit union that has shared branching. You can have your Bitcoins within a business day if you do it that way. You can do it from your smartphone with their app from ExpressCoin.com. Just use coupon code FTL if you're going to get less than $40 just to try them out. I understand you need to try them out. So there's no fee. Coupon code FTL. Get less than $40. There's your opportunity to try them out.
Easy.
I've done lots of business with these folks. And, you know, they make it the process easy, safe, fast, legal, inexpensive. ExpressCoin.com.
All right, we're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. We go back to Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. We have Liberty Lubber calling from the Midwest. You are on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, as far as Rand Paul goes, real quick, you know, do I think Rand Paul is a libertarian? No way. Do I think he's anything like his dad? No way again. You know, was his dad a libertarian?
Radio, we got to let you go, but thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Some people don't realize that even though we appear on the Internet, Free Talk Live is actually a radio show. We're on 160-plus radio stations at various times throughout the week. And unfortunately, we have to have a zero-tolerance rule about that. I wish we didn't. I really do, because I don't care personally about...
Yeah, if you want to curse on the air, come on some garbage podcast. Yeah. And
do you take calls?
I will next episode. Yeah, okay, I had to shut it down for a little while because I had a little trouble with the system, but I'm fixing it.
All right, cool. I'm sorry about that, Liberty Lover. Call back another night and tell us how you really feel.
Maybe James will give me a call.
That was the problem.
Without using the word BS, so...
Yeah,
shorten that down a little bit, and you can get away with saying.
But at least he answered all his own questions before we had to hang up on him.
He was ready for that interview.
All right, so let's continue on here. We got Crichton in Louisville. You're on Free Talk Live, Crichton.
Hi, guys. First, I want to say, Chris, that is the largest vaporizer I have ever seen.
That's what she said.
Crichton is watching. On the cam, by the way, you can go to our webcam at cam.freetalklive.com, and you too can observe Chris with his vaporizer.
Nothing speaks to us, a mature, well-developed adult, but that's what she said joke.
It definitely double as a sex toy, no doubt at all.
Chris may be well-developed, but he's never claimed to be mature.
No, he hasn't, thank God.
Ian, your position amounts to a purity test for libertarianism.
It does.
I really don't think it's fair, especially coming from someone who does not claim himself to be a libertarian. You don't like the title. You go prefer voluntarist, but you don't want to use libertarian because of the same reasons.
Oh, I'll accept it. I mean, I begrudgingly accept the term libertarian, but it's because of people like, talk show hosts who claim to be libertarian, like Dennis Miller, for instance, which he's not at all a libertarian. I feel like these people who are not libertarian claiming to be libertarian sort of poisons the term, so I don't really, it's not the first word that I would use, but I would begrudgingly accept it.
And I like Adam Kokesh had not so long ago gone over this thing that, you know, he called himself a libertarian and was allowed to just run with that title, right, and was told that his libertarianism was just pure enough, and then he joined the military and went to Iraq, right? And he didn't feel so good about that afterwards, and he said that he's fighting for the word libertarian to, you know, have this purity test, if you will, of not the standard of non-aggression, because he doesn't appreciate that he was allowed to run with the term libertarian and then go into a war zone, you know? And I think that if you do apply that purity test, if people wanted to be counted as libertarians, and you say, well, you can't be a libertarian and advocate for a militarized southern border of the United States, you can't be a libertarian and advocate for foreign interventions and all of these different things. If you want to be a libertarian, you can't advocate taxes. Well, I think that you're going to educate people a lot better than sort of giving them this wishy-washy, you generally want a little bit less government in your life sort of nonsense.
Which is why Rand Paul does not like that title. He doesn't like it because it implies a purity test that he does not want to have to live up to.
Because he has no principles.
Well, he does have principles. He just has a different focus.
What are they?
Ian, one of your big issues is that you want to see that kind of purity in your public figures, but your public figures don't have purity if they run for office. So you
Well, that's not true. Here in New Hampshire, we've got plenty of liberty-minded people running for political office.
And you've got a lot more people who have absolutely no standards whatsoever running for office, which is why government doesn't work.
Right. So the reason I have a purity test for politicians is because I only have so much money, and I want to allocate that money to the people who are producing a message that is as close to pure as possible. So, therefore, I supported Ron Paul because he was actually introducing people to the ideas of liberty in a fairly principled way. So, therefore, he got my money. I gave him some money to help him promote those ideas. And I will support local candidates here in New Hampshire who support the ideas of liberty. And many of them, I have no doubt, are principled, liberty-minded folks. The president, the former president of the Free State Project is running for city council. No, excuse me, not city council, state rep, right here in Keene, New Hampshire. I have no doubt that this guy is a principled individual, and so he's got my support. That's the reason I have a purity test, because I want to allocate money to the right people promoting the right message. Rand Paul, not that person.
Well, no, he doesn't claim to be. That's what I'm saying. You're accusing him of being disingenuous.
No, sir, I am not accusing
him of that. Well, we are accusing him of being disingenuous because he is misleading people. However, what Ian was more referring to then, if I understand it correctly, was the support from people who call themselves libertarians who are trying to assign this label to Rand Paul that he's like a libertarian Frank Underwood, that he's just talking the talk so that he can get into the presidency
so
and restore the freaking republic.
Right, so he can sneak liberty under the radar and somehow pull the wool over people's eyes. And then, poof, he's going to get into office and be a libertarian. I don't believe that about him because I don't think he's a libertarian. But some libertarian people believe that about him. Crichton, thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. To me, he just seems like another Republican who happens to be good on some issues better than some other Republicans. Whoopie-doo. Not good enough, not even close to good enough to get any kind of support from me. Certainly not a dime's worth of support from me, and I certainly will not verbally support him either. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against a rifle bullet goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
the human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you tonight, it's Ian here.
Chris.
And Mark.
Join us online over at freetalklive.com. The features we give to you, you can enjoy them all on us. Those other talk show hosts in the business, they want to charge you for their sites. Go and enjoy for free at freetalklive.com. You get to actually create the content on the site. You find something online you think is interesting, you want to share with us, just submit it as content there over at, or as what we call show prep, over at freetalklive.com. And then other listeners can vote it up or vote it down based on whether or not they like or dislike it. You can go and do that all for free at freetalklive.com. We continue on with your calls and thoughts. Let's go first. We're continuing. Lots of Skype calls coming in here, by the way. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Liberty Phoenix is on the line in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I had a topic, but there's not enough time in this last segment to cover it. What I really wanted to call in about was the fact that I owe Chris Cantwell, sir, I owe you an apology.
Oh, really? I'm interested to hear why you think you owe me an apology.
Well, if we as voluntarists are to hold ourselves to a higher standard, then the hypocrisy within me requires that I apologize to you for damaging your property. At Porkfest, I tagged up a bunch of your posters And for that, I do apologize. It was immoral of me. It was a destruction of property, and it was not my stuff. And I
hang on a sec. All right, so this deserves some further explanation. The Porcupine Freedom Festival is a yearly event put on by the Free State Project. It's a camping festival where lots of liberty-minded folk come to enjoy themselves and the company of others and all kinds of other things. And Chris Cantwell, you did not attend this year, and I found that unfortunate, but it was because you felt unwelcome, which is what the Free State Project made some sort of statement about how you were unwelcome from Porkfest.
That's right.
Weren't they allegedly shaking down cars looking for him? I mean, yes. He's pretty unwelcome.
My argument was unwelcome doesn't say banned, but yeah, they were apparently shaking
down cars. Then they eventually threatened to call the police if I showed up when I ultimately got reported.
I thought that was unfortunate, and we have talked, I think it was probably, a year ago, just over a year ago now, that this Free State Project dust-up happened between you and the Free State Project board.
Yeah, it happened just before I launched ChristopherCantwell.com on September 1st. Of last year.
They didn't like something you wrote on a website, and they were upset about that. My perspective on that here on the show was that they made a mistake, that they shouldn't have kicked you out of the Free State Project, and they shouldn't have banned you from Porkfest.
My perspective is that you are a world-class marketer, and that you wisely turned them around and got all kinds of sort of liberty news from getting these folks to ban you.
So what happened as a result of this ban was you had a little bit of fun, actually probably a lot of fun, trolling Porkfest this year. So some of your supporters at Porkfest posted some posters. Did you design it, or did somebody else design the poster?
I did design the poster. So it was brought to my attention that Porkfest security was like looking for me, right? And so people started sending me text messages like, "Hey, are you here? Because I hear that Porkfest security is looking for you." And I'm like at my house.
I was one of those people who sent that.
You know, like a couple hundred miles away or something, in my underwear watching Netflix. Like I have no idea what he's talking about. And I kept on getting different reports from people about this. So yeah, what I ended up doing was I posted a meme to Facebook with my cartoon character and a wanted poster, like report sightings on VHF, whatever it was. And so it got a lot of attention on Facebook when I posted the meme. So I ended up having like 100 flyers printed up with that poster and sent them up to some supporters there.
And I went around and I tagged up a bunch of them.
Was it funny?
What did you tag that?
It was to the effect of not wanted for podcast, it was for drunk driving. And it's a low blow, and I apologize for that.
It was a low blow, but your apology is nonetheless accepted, of course, and I appreciate you reaching out to do that. And, you know, the thing with the Free State Project, you know, they've spun different stories. If they had actually banned me for drinking and driving, it would have made sense to do that after the actual drinking and driving incident happened in 2012, instead of having me back in 2013 when I did not have a drop to drink and was 60 days sober when I showed up and had at the time all but given up alcohol. Then when they have another different political disagreement with me, then they start trying to switch it around and say that it was because of drunk driving, when they had very clearly stated that it was because of this article. What they wanted to do was make me retract statements. And so when I made them look like fools, they decided to just go on full-on character assassination mode on me and say any nasty thing they could, from drunk driving all the way up to he's a federal agent. And this is ridiculous.
Technically,
well, I really think that the crux of the reason for my call is not only to apologize, but to also highlight the need for anyone who is going to label themselves as a voluntarist, as a libertarian, as an anarchist, as whatever individual you want to be, as a porcupine, to truly personalize the sense of hypocrisy, which I believe
was... What is hypocrisy? It's the second time you've used that term. I've never heard it.
It was a term that I noticed in Mr. Davy Barker's book, Authoritarian Sociopathy, where there was a study, and in the study, they questioned these individuals about, for them to relate, to remember a time where they felt that they had power, but they felt that that power was illegitimate, and they would divulge into a state of hypocrisy as opposed to hypocrisy, where you don't hold yourself to the standards that you hold others to. Hypocrisy is the opposite of that, where you hold yourself to a higher standard than you hold everyone else to. And I think that that's going to be what's required for a free society to flourish globally, that is. And I really wanted to highlight that need for everyone that is going to don the badge, the shiny badge of voluntarism or anarchism. that you have to get yourself in a mindset of hypocrisy. Hold yourself to a higher standard than you hold others. Do not lower yourself to the shady dealings of statists.
Yeah, I think there's a real temptation to lower yourself to the level of many of the critics, and it's tempting, but I always recommend, hey, don't do that. Like, for instance, here, the Stop Free Keen folks, there's always a temptation to use their same tactics, and I try to stay away from that personally. So you were apologizing to Chris out of the idea that you wanted to hold yourself to a higher standard.
Yeah, I felt bad about it, because if I'm going to don that tag, I should,
Now, technically, let's bring this up as a property rights issue, because it's my perspective here is that if you're going to post pieces of paper, wanted posters around a campsite, couldn't you argue that that's abandoned property at that point, that it's not being...
I would.
Really, yeah, so therefore, I don't think that it was really graffiti or anything.
I mean, there was an incident previously, and the funny thing is that some people then accused me of littering for other people putting these flyers up, right? So they said I was violating the property rights of Rogers Campground by posting these things around, or the property rights of the Free State Project who had contracted with Rogers, whatever. So people had accused me of littering for
as
doing this.
As though you were there doing
right.
it, right?
And so what... But at the same time, now we have a story, I believe, from the year prior that there was some vendor at Pork Fest which was like making noise at night, and so mm-hmm. people were discouraging people from using their services or buying their food or whatever it was by putting up flyers, right? And then what I'm told is that the vendor actually said, "Hey, we'll give you $1 off if you bring us
yes.
one of these flyers."
Brilliant.
And so this, in my mind, anyway, and it's an interesting theoretical conversation, but in my mind, it's like, yeah, you put the thing up. Look, people are going to, take it down right on it. You know, it's you're putting a piece of paper on a tree that, doesn't theoretically belong to you. Am I littering by advertising? Well, other people advertise at Pork Fest doing similar tactics, and they're not accused of littering.
They didn't do it on the same scale, and that's kind of one of the questions here. I think that if a post is a handbill is tacked up, that's what this is, posting of bills. A posted bill is up. It then becomes a potential medium for art.
It's the commons at that point.
Yeah, and I don't think that what you did would be bad or wrong or anything like that. I really don't. You expressed
an opinion. I wouldn't personally consider that art, though, Mark. There was a malicious intent behind it.
Yeah, I mean, what you went to do was to say something nasty about somebody, and I mean, that was obviously your intention, and it wasn't about... I saw exactly what you wrote when you said for drunk driving. I actually saw somebody post a picture, and I said, this wasn't even, done well. He just sort of scribbled it on there over the bark of the tree, and it really looked terrible. But, I get what you're doing. I wouldn't have held it against you to begin with, but I appreciate you making the apology.
Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate that. Toll-free number here, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We have enough time for you with your thoughts. Get on the lines now, or call in via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. It's Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain here, but just enough time for you with your call and thoughts. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Keenvention is coming up. We are 1 month away from the second annual Keenvention. It happened for the first time last year, and it was a lot of fun last year. A very intimate convention as compared to many conventions where hundreds of people will attend. We'll be lucky if we have 100 at Keenvention, and that's actually a good thing. I wouldn't mind seeing it grow to 150 or something like that, but if it gets too big, then it gets more impersonal. It gets hard to meet everybody, and that's one of the nice things about Keenvention is you get to meet everybody there because it's so small, and you'll get to meet many of the liberty activists that you hear on this show and also talked about on this show. We've been announcing over the last several months various different panel discussions and keynote speakers that we're going to be having at Keenvention. You can go see all of that over at keenvention.info. Just early this morning, I posted the official schedule. It's technically subject to change, but it should be mostly nailed down at this point. So if you want to have some idea of what's happening on what day, October 31st through November 2nd, that schedule is now available at keenvention.info. Of course, we're doing things inside the hotel. We've got social events happening inside and outside the hotel. There's all kinds of fun stuff going on. The very first Halloween costume party will be happening. Derek J came up with that name, I think, and he's kind of putting together, along with a group of other activists, they're throwing this wonderful, what will hopefully be a very wonderful, fun costume party at which Chris Cantwell will be appearing and possibly speaking with a comedy set.
Yes, I will be there, and I think we confirmed me for the media panel as well. I'll be on there. If you are thinking about going to New York City October 11th to see me at Liberty Fest NYC, I will not be there. People were tagging me about this on Facebook today. I will not be at Liberty Fest NYC. If you were thinking about going there, skip it. Come to Keenvention.
Tag him back. Yeah, tag him back. Hit him with keenvention.info. There's going to be a lot going on throughout the weekend. We got a movie premiere this year. That did not happen last year. We've actually cleared out Saturday morning for the theatrical premiere of The 101 Reasons That Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, so I'm excited about that. Of course, the costume party Friday night, various different panel discussions, for everything from the legislative panel, which will be all about, you know, how accessible the legislature is here in New Hampshire compared to other places and how you can make a difference whether or not you're elected as a state rep, whether you're just somebody who wants to go there and testify. So we've got Mark Warden, who's the two-time Liberty Legislator of the Year. He's going to be heading that panel up. I just announced the other panel participants, which include an Activist of the Year, Keith Carlson, as well as Kevin Bloom, who is one of the Liberty lobbyists there in Concord. So you're going to hear from the experts. These are the people who really know their stuff. And so from everything from legislative activism to civil disobedience, to direct action, we're going to cover a lot of different topics. It's going to be a good time. So go to keenvention.info. Tickets are just $60 for the entire weekend, and you can also pay with Bitcoin. So go to keenvention.info. You can check out videos from last year, watch the full panels, watch full speeches, and it's all of the video content is free at keenvention.info. But we look forward to seeing you in real life as we continue here with your calls and your thoughts. Let's go to First James in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live, James.
Yeah, when you meet non-believers, smite their necks. And whoever speaking of ISIS that is a follower of Baghdadi, their non-believer enemies, heads off. And even people that are non-violent people, so such as you people. But speaking of initiating force and fraud, ISIS is big time up to it. And to shoot them and drop bombs on them is a Christian thing to do.
Ridiculous.
Well, I'm not going to disagree that, you know, killing people from another religion is a Christian thing to do. I mean, that's happened enough times, I think, right?
What about the Prince of Peace? What about forgiveness?
I don't call ISIS a religious. Muslims, by the way, I never use that word about ISIS. You guys always do, and you think I'm assuming I'm talking about Muslims. I'm talking about the Islamic Free State Project that uses guns and ammo to make their little dream, Liberdopia, come true. And they don't care about you, nor do they. They're glad that you're over in the Keene in New Hampshire preaching against their enemies. That would be the U.S. military. They take comfort from that. And speaking of all the things you say about people that would put their sassafras on the line to defend another person's right to live free with liberty and pursuit of happiness.
Are you talking about the military?
That happens to be brown and happens to live in Iraq and Syria. That's
what military? How does Japan play into this? That's what the audience is trying to know.
Oh, that's so funny, Christopher.
I chuckled.
Opinions are like Cantwell and that she...
Everybody has them? Thanks for the call. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. To suggest that the U.S. military is defending freedom in any way, shape, or form is so ridiculous. They're defending the politicians.
It's not their job to defend freedom around the world. It's their job to defend freedom of U.S. citizens. And I would really
It's their job to do what they're told by their political masters in Washington, D.C.
Fine. I think that the story that we're told is that they're defending the freedom of U.S. citizens.
Great. And go arrest some cops then.
I would be really interested in knowing, tell me the stories that occurred since 1950 of the U.S. people in the U.S. military that have really defended freedom for people in the United States. Because what it seems like is that they were put on, their lives were put in danger. Their lives and sacred honor were put on the line there for the whims of politicians in Washington, D.C. that, many of their friends died for whatever it was that was going on in Vietnam. I mean, I don't know, but That seemed like a big waste of time. Most of this stuff just seems like wastes of time. The politicians don't have what it takes to win wars. Sadly, why are they sending people out to die then?
I don't know. Generally, when it comes to government warfare, I don't know that there are winners, right? Like, you go in there and you say, okay, look, we're going to play who can kill the most people, and the guy who kills the most people wins, you know?
Well,
and then
they win.
And then what happens is you win ISIS. Yeah. What you win is the Islamic State. And then you go and you take out the Islamic State, and you get an even bigger
problem. Another group of killers.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go.
Hey, I got some good news. A little bit of good news. Since you mentioned the Netflix series with, what was it called again?
House of Cards.
House of Cards, which has been like this big deal because House of Cards was kind of their first thing, right? Wasn't that their first series?
I don't believe it was their first original series, but it was probably the biggest hit.
It was
one of the best video productions I've ever seen in my entire life, and it aired exclusively on Netflix.
Right, and they released the entire season all at once.
So when they let it go, you could just watch the entire thing and, you know, whatever.
Binge
watch,
as they call it.
Now, which I did.
So Netflix is
repeatedly.
Really, they've changed television as a result of that, or they are changing sort of the way television is thought of by people, and they've become a major player and a competitor with these big networks who are producing content as well, because they're producing original shows now. Well, there's interesting news here from it's all over the place. In this case, it's VentureBeat.com. about how Netflix and the Weinstein Company are now going to be releasing the sequel to Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon simultaneously on Netflix the same day as it's released in movie theaters.
Interesting.
I just saw the headline as you had it there, and I was really excited just to see that headline, because especially they're working directly with the Weinstein Company. They are huge in the movie industry, of course. You know, so if they're teaming up with them to release movies the same day that they're released in theaters, you're going to that a major game changer.
That is a
in
huge,
video delivery.
Huge disruption in the delivery of movies, and I know that there are probably some very upset theater owners right now who, for the longest time, this is the first time this has ever happened.
Yeah.
For the longest time, the theater guys had first dibs, right? They would have the movie for several weeks, and what we did see happening was after a movie was done with its theatrical run is that it would be released sooner and sooner. Like, over the last decade, it seems like the time frame that it would take to end the theatrical run to DVD was shrinking. It would, like, these days it seems like a DVD will come out just a couple weeks after a theatrical run almost. It seems like that. It doesn't take really long.
I think that you can thank the Pirate Bay and piracy in general for that, in large part, because of course people were getting the DVDs from bootleggers, you know, well prior to them being released in the stores, and a lot of people would just as soon walk into the store and buy the DVD as get it from the shady guy in front of the bodega. So I think that this is
it's a game changer.
Now, have you read the article yet? Does it say, I mean, are they going to introduce a pay-per-view thing for this, or this is just going
Netflix
to be part of your Netflix streaming subscription?
As I understand it, it's going to be part of the deal.
That is huge.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
I don't know for sure on that, but
it's going to kill theaters.
Well, maybe it will, maybe it won't. I mean, there's a lot of people who said that, you know, VCRs were going to kill the movie business, too.
Right.
I don't know.
I think there's still a lot of room in the marketplace to go see it in the theater on the big screen.
With a big
bucket of popcorn, and you can leave it on the floor, and you don't have to clean up
after
yourself.
See you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Talk radio generally, and Free Talk Live specifically, are a really inexpensive way to reach customers. All advertising is about return on investment. If you keep your investment low, you have a better chance of seeing a proper return. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations and the internet, reaching hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, Mark at freetalklive.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.